coming to you live on a perfect, perfect winter evening from the fabulous Little Panda Theater in downtown Sandpoint, the entertainment capital of Bonner County and the world. It's another edition of the Little Live Radio Hour. This is an hour of live entertainment on your radio every month, now at a new time, 7 p.m. Welcome to Prime Time on Panhandle Community Radio.
Yay!
I think we made the big leagues now. Okay, there we go. Let's see. We'll be here on the third Tuesday of the month on these airwaves at this time through October, rain or shine. And if you're tuned in for this one, I hope you set your alarms and join us again. I'm your host, Jack Peterson, the best-dressed radio personality in North Idaho. It is February 18th, 2025. This is our first show of the year. Last time we met, it's exciting. Last time we met in the Little Theater was a week after the 2024 election. And since then, not much has happened. It's been remarkably quiet and peaceful, no major national or local news. Super Bowl happened, I guess. Oscars coming up next month. Otherwise, I haven't really noticed anything going on, so let's move right along. We are pleased to be coming to you at over the airwaves at 88.5 on the FM dial, but also through the miracle of technology, streaming live across the information superhighway on krfy.org or wherever you get your streaming radio. The emphasis tonight is on music, but we are once again joined here by the mighty KRFY players back there, presenting a little radio drama for your amusement. A visit to Teresa's Cafe, if I'm not mistaken. Something whipped up by local playwright Teresa Pesci. Stay tuned for that about halfway through our program. Don't be alarmed or change your radio dial if suddenly you hear some actors instead of some musicians. Just before we introduce the stars of the show, let me give you a little more information about the program, what else is going on. Show's produced by Panhandle Community Radio and the festival at Sandpoint, and our venue is furnished by the beautiful, historic Panada Theater. Over at the Big Panada this week, the K'nixu Land Trust is presenting a short film about the Sled Hill out on Pine Street, aptly titled The Sled Hill. The film shows at 6 p.m. this Thursday and is a fundraiser for the KLT. A showing of Patagonian's Fire Lines will follow. Tickets and more details at k'nixu.org. On Friday, if you like the Grateful Dead, how about the band Spokane is Dead? Guess where they're from? They're from Spokane. And the show is at 7:30. It's a Grateful Dead cover band featuring sort of a Spokane all-star lineup. That's this Friday at the Big Panada Theater. On Sunday at 1 p.m., right after the Keg Pole, the Panada Theater and the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum present Sandpoint at the North End of the Long Bridge. That's a film that I believe was made back in 2001 by Eric Darstad, and they're rescreening it at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and that's to benefit the Bonner County Historical Society. And one other thing, here on this stage in the Little Theater, coming up this Saturday, Low Bar Chorale. This is a sing-along show. You show up and there's a professional band on the stage and you're conducted as part of an impromptu choir singing a rock and roll review. So that's something you could do on a Saturday night, right? I forgot to ask, anything going on at the festival? Concerts in July and August at the festival at Sandpoint. Okay, we'll keep an eye on, we'll check that out. We have some more surprises in store for you tonight, maybe, but this has been a longer than usual introduction, so let's get down to business, down to brass tacks. Tonight we are joined by a trio of musicians who very graciously stepped right up, short notice to kick off this year. Please give a warm community radio welcome to Mike Wagner, Utah John Stoll, and Jack Purdy. This is the Mike Wagner Trio.
Well, thanks for coming in. You can get your money on the way out for showing up. So, yeah. Well, Jack's getting pretty good at that, isn't he? Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
He is getting good. We want to party with him now. Anyway, here's a song we're going to start up. We're going to do all original stuff. A couple of them from Charlie Packard, if any of you, of course, remember old Charlie. A couple I wrote with him over on Jefferson Street when he lived over there. And then some. This one I wrote with my ex-little brother-in-law. His name was Jade Mayer. And it's called She's a Woman. She walks beside me like she's coming over the backyard fence on a warm Sunday morning. She knows just how to reel me in. She knows my story and where I've been. She's a woman. She got that look in her eye. She's a killer. Can make me high, can make me cry. Perfect creation, a revelation. Make my heart stand still. I wanna get my fill. She's a woman. She's a woman. Yeah, she's a woman. And she's so fine. It's the way that she moves, the way that she soothes. She's heaven to touch. God, I want her so much. The man who only surveys her outside body will never discover her beauty divine. He's got dust on his eyes, he'll never realize treasure he seeks is deep inside of a woman. A woman. She's a woman. And she's so fine.
We should do that again.
If it's going to go over that good, we should do it before we're done. Because we only know four other songs, so we're going to have to repeat some stuff. Anyway, every chord we know was used on that song. Four. The next song we'd like to do is a song that Charlie Packard wrote. I remember he was telling me his younger days, he used to travel some. I first came to this country here in the 70s and saw him playing with a band called Hambone. Anyway, he's a good writer, and he had quite a story to tell of his career. And he said, every time I come across on 95, I hit the bridge and see all those mountains and the little town. I got to write a song about Sandpoint. So he wrote a song about Sandpoint. It's called Heaven's Only Town, and he played it pretty much like kind of a country thing, and I just kind of changed it just a little bit, made it a little bit more boogie woogie. So it goes like this. Sun's coming up on another dusty day. sign by the road says you can't get there this way. Where there's blood on the saddle, rain in the sky, and the lawman rides behind me like a long forgotten lie. How many roundups have I been? Thanks, Charlie. He's no longer with us, but a great guy, Charlie. Wrote a lot of songs. Speaking of that, what you feel like doing yours yet?
Called I was going to say, do that other one that you and Charlie wrote.
There's a couple of them. Which one do you think? Satisfied or?
Let's do Satisfied.
Satisfied?
Love that song.
Yeah, he had this pretty much done, and he had me over one day, and I just kind of finished it out a little bit. But I'm co-writer on it, but he did more than I did, you know, on it. But anyway, he said, "Yeah, Mike, I wanted to write a song because about, you know, if you're lucky enough in this life to find somebody you want to be with forever, you know, that's cool." So that's kind of what this song's about.
Satisfied, 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 lights in.
play the same old song. They never seem to know what they got till it's gone, and end up living lonely, loving like a fool. Oh, but I know I got a lover to hold me at night. I know I got a friend I can count on for life, and I'm satisfied like Samson and Delilah, Bonnie and Clyde. Satisfied with you. And you don't have to move, honey. You don't have to change. I love you in the city or home on the range. And I ain't lying, for on some in the league, I finally figured out it's you I need. You know I'm satisfied with you.
That goes out to Miss Melissa from Spokane. I know you're listening. She's out there.
His daughter, Melissa.
Yeah.
Sweet Melissa. She likes that song a lot.
Yeah.
She's just being nice and telling that to us.
She's dancing all the way in Spokane.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour with the Mike Wagoner Trio, which is Mike Wagoner, Utah, John Stoll, and Jack Purdy. How long have you guys been playing together, I may interrupt?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of weeks now.
This is the new Mike Wagoner Trio.
Yeah. No, we found Utah, John and I, on the other side is Utah, and we had a band back before you guys were born in the 80s, and it was called Trapper Creek, and we played around the region, pretty popular, we had a pretty good run, but we were doing with just guitars and banjo and this kind of thing. We didn't have a bass at the beginning, you know, so we ran an ad in the Spokesman Review, you know, local regional band looking for bass player dude, you know. We were playing at the Roxy's, it might have been called Roxy's, mm-hmm. way back in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
was.
Or Fireside. Fireside came later, yeah. maybe, anyway. So we ran an ad, and this guy's the only guy that showed up, and he's still with us today.
yeah, and I'm the new guy in the band. That was 41 years ago. So.
We were child stars. I was 5. Utah was 4. Utah wrote this next song.
The backup band for tonight. There was supposed to be someone else, but so forgive us with maybe not having it all together, but we're trying.
Doing great.
Yes, you guys are doing great. Thank you. Comes around every now and again.
trouble is I never know when. So forgive all mistakes along the way. It'll lighten our hearts for another day. We are who we are and who we learn to be. And the honeysuckle clouds of the old pine.
Which one you want to hear again first, so. I had something happen real North Idaho bar a number of years ago with my little brother-in-law. It was snowing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Pretty controversial.
You want to do that over the air?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's North Idaho, it's fine. Anyway, we went in.
Careful, fellas. There's a new FCC you may have heard. We're trying to, you know, watch our P's and Q's here.
Are there any swear words in it?
We'll tone it down.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any swear words.
Mm-hmm. All right, let her rip. That's great.
Okay. Can you just punch it like a mute button instantly if we're out of control?
Sure. Yeah, no, I got it. I'll cough. How about that? It seems like something's coming. Okay. Okay, you got a winter song. That's perfect. Am I right? You got something about...
It was a real North Idaho bar. It was February. Snowing like a banshee. Mm-hmm. The snow was blowing sideways and sticking to the telephone poles, you know? And me and my little brother-in-law, Jade, we walked into this real North Idaho bar. I won't say which one. Real crowded, you know? It was the kind of place... It still had a jukebox when we were in there. Probably the last one in the nation or something. One of those places, you know, that's real crowded and smoky and the kind of stuff coming out of it was, as soon as you open the door. So, you want to go in here? Yeah, let's go in, man. So we're shaking the snow off, you know, everybody's looking at us, you know. We go over to the corner of the bar, there are two stools there. And it wasn't long before this gal comes over and puts her arm around each of us. I was impressed right away with this, because she had a space between her teeth where she could wedge her cigarette, and it just hung there. And so she's talking to us like, are you guys from around here? You know, and it wasn't long before they ended up over in a corner together, you know. She really liked little Jade. And so I'm sitting there by myself at the bar now. Yeah, you can sit there as well. He comes over after a few minutes and goes, dude, we got to get out of here, man. What's wrong, man? I'll tell you in the truck. So we're out at the truck, you know, sweeping the foot of snow off the windshield. She's out on the porch. Are you guys living around here? Are you guys taking off, you know? So we got back to the cabin, and we wrote this little, because when we pulled out of the parking lot, Jade was raised nearby, and he said, man, you got to watch out for those winter whiskey women up here in North Idaho in the wintertime sometimes. So we wrote this tune called The Winter Whiskey Woman. To a place I should have never been. She fell straight back off her bar stool, but kept on
was smiling at me. She was a winner, whiskey woman, it was plain to see. She got her skull ring on her back pocket. She got that G-string riding high. Her pants were so tight, I saw the date on her dime, and there were spaces between her teeth. She was a weird whiskey woman, it was plain to see.
Of course.
Somebody say yeehaw.
Oh. Oh. Good. Really good.
That's the Mike Wagoner Trio. They are here for the hour. They're going to be here for the hour. But right now, I think we're going to welcome to the stage
All right. The
mighty KRFY players who have a little something to present for you. A little visit to Teresa's Cafe. Let's see. What else? It is winter. A little audience participation while these guys get ready. Who has been shoveling so far this winter? Anybody? This is radio. You have to say. You can't just raise your hands. Okay. Snowblower. Do we have any snowblowers? No. Yeah. Snowblower. Snowmobile. No. Okay. Snowman. Have you made a snowman? Yes. Okay. Snow fort. Snow angel. Okay. All right, you guys. Snow plow. We've got a snow plower here. The real heroes. Okay. Thank you for being here. You guys ready?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, take it away. The mighty KRFY players are here, and Mike Wagoner Trio's here, too. We'll be back with them in just a minute.
Evening, folks. Let me set the scene for you folks. It is 8 a.m. on a wintry Saturday. Our location, Evans Brothers Coffee, 524 Church Street, Sandpoint, Idaho. Our main characters are two men sitting over black coffee. Danny, tired after a late shift at the 219, sips slowly from his mug. Al, Danny's good friend, sits across from him deep and into his seventh cup, sweating from a combination of caffeine and marital stress. We join our scene in progress.
Look, I just don't get it, right? My wife says I never talk to her. I talk to her every night. I ask her what's for dinner. I ask her how her day was. I may tune out a little if she goes on a rant about her job, but...
Okay, one way you could show your wife a little appreciation is just really listening to her and ask her a question about what she said, and then she feels like you really heard her.
Well, I already do that. I ask her what she said because I wasn't listening. If you'd pay more attention, you could keep up.
Yeah, well, you'll be keeping up soon with alimony payments.
Look, I'm sorry. Look, my wife is just driving me nuts about this stuff.
That's why I'm telling you, when your wife talks, ask a follow-up question.
Well, it's just dumb. If you talk and I don't ask questions, do you get mad?
Well,
if I forget your birthday, would you be upset? If I went fishing with a friend, would you get mad at me?
Don't be ridiculous, man. I mean, did you forget her birthday and then go fishing too?
Maybe a little.
Do you think they have whiskey at Evans Brothers? I can really use
it. Come on, like, what kind of follow-up question should I be asking here?
Forget the questions, pal. You're better off asking for forgiveness at this point. Mercy.
Well, you're a big help. Thanks. Well,
if I was your wife, I'd leave you and then take the dog.
Come on, man.
So much more to tell you. Jeez.
Take the dog. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Please welcome back to the stage. Here they come, the Mike Wagoner Trio. Let's see. You're listening to the Little Live Radio Hour here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio, and it is our February 18th Winter Carnival. Yeah, Sandpoint Winter Carnival Spectacular Show. Let's see. As they get ready, okay, ice skating. Have we gone ice skating, audience? I knew it. Ice dancing? No. Okay. Ice fishing. Some people are ice fishing out on Lake Ponderay. No? Okay. Okay. Curling? Really? Who said that? What do you say? Right? No? It's still, all right. You want me to keep asking winter sport questions? I can. Have we done the luge? Anybody done the luge yet this year? No? Okay. Ready?
Okay.
We're back.
Here they are, the Mike Wagoner Trio.
I drove to Nashville a few years back with my, ex-wife now, but the mother of my daughter, Sadie, and we get along. We were driving about 1992, I think, and we got through the Midwest, and this is when Neil Young's Willie Nelson were singing Farm Aid every year to try to raise money for the smaller farms, you know, for loan programs, because the big fish were eating up the little fish as far as the farms, bigger corporate farms. And when we'd pull over at Stuckey's or somewhere to get something to eat, you know, in the Midwest, off of the freeway, we'd maybe go through a few of these little towns just to kind of check them out, you know, and we noticed on every community bulletin board that this farmer and that farmer, third generation, was auctioning off all their equipment. They were going out of biz, you know. So I had the thought about writing this song. I'm heading to Nashville to try to write a country song, and it's about a guy worried about losing his farm, and his wife is still with him. Well, it's a cold Monday morning, and I'm lying listening to the rain. That old sea lime is leaking, and it's dripping down the window pane. I turn and look over at the pillow she slept on, and I smell bacon frying, and I can hear her humming songs. Well, there's plenty to do on this land of ours, so I'd better get it out of bed. I throw some water on my face and drag a comb across my head. I look out through the curtain, see that ground's too wet to plow. She calls
walls of the stairway. Your eggs are ready now, and I say, rain, go ahead and fall. I'm the luckiest man of all. She's the sun that lights my way. I've been so long, it seems, working on my dream, and she's still here with me. And I stare out towards the barn. She knows how I worry about losing this old farm. She walks over and touches me. Those blue eyes stare me down. Well, they could always take the worst things and put them 6 feet underground. And I say, rain, go ahead and fall. I'm the luckiest man of all.
Song can go two different ways, you know. It's like, oh gosh, she's still here with me today. Or, she's still here with me today. You know?
I like it the first way.
Yeah, I do too. That's the best way, you know. Kind of tugs your heart a little bit. But it was true. We saw a lot of smaller farmers selling their stuff off and stuff. It's about 92, I think it was, when we went down there across country in our van with our stuff in the back, you know, going to Nashville to try and we got there, we checked into a Super 8 for a couple of days, and then we found a little apartment in the Vanderbilt district, and we went and checked out Music Row, and it's just three streets, 16th, 17th, 18th Avenue, pretty close to Belmont University, and the publishing houses were in these just big older homes that had been kind of fixed up, like, you know, a lawyer deal or something, you know, with little signs out front saying what publishing company they were, one after another. So we were going up and down the street, and we got a book that says How to Make It in Nashville, and we're hiding it from people as they walk by, you know, and we're looking at. So we go to knock on different doors, and we'd get buzzed in sometimes, and there'd be a secretary, and we'd give them back then a little four-track, a couple of our songs of singing on it and stuff, and usually all we ever heard was, sorry, we're not taking any unsolicited material at this time. And so that was kind of then we went and played at the Bluebird the one night anybody could show up and stand in line and play their one song and then get the hell off the heck off the stage and then next guy comes on. It was a real education. Last thing I'll bore you with, my daughter Sadie, after I'd been there a few years, she's like 8, 9 years old and she's singing some stuff with me. We played at this little place in Franklin, south of Nashville, called Kimbrough's. It was a place about this big. It was in an old house, and the living room had been made into a little singing place with the black behind us and a couple lights. And we played before this kind of alternative bluegrass band called the Steel Drivers. And so we were talking with them back in the little green room there by where the bathroom was and stuff. And, you know, Tom playing the stand-up bass and Daniel on the banjo and Mary on the fiddle. And this guy singing for him, his name was Chris. And when I walked out that night, and started staring at them playing on this little stage through a pane window, and the full moon was out down in Tennessee. It was a beautiful, warm night. You could hear the cicadas. I'm listening to this guy sing, and I heard somebody walk by and go, yeah, that's Chris Stapleton. Mm. So me and my little daughter opened up for Chris Stapleton a couple times, you know. Mm-hmm. But cool stuff can happen down in Nashville. It's a big little town. It's pretty neat. Anyway, my wife ended up getting a number one with Sarah Evans 6 months after our divorce. Called Suds in the Bucket. It went to number one. We get along. It's fine. It's good. I brought another country song here. It's kind of a play on words, you know, look for something like that for the country song. And it's called, should I tell them the name? Let's just play it.
Just play it.
Wrecked my truck last night. Lost a fight. Girlfriend decided to leave with someone else. How come these things keep happening to me? It ain't hard to measure. I succumb to beer pressure. Feeling kind of low on Sunday. Yeah. You probably got it. You got it.
I think
you got it, yeah, right.
Was that a play on words?
It kind of is. Here's our political activist song. Looking for alternative forms of energy. Some people are starting to talk about nuclear power again. It'll be safer this time. No problems. They're going to be smaller and more efficient. Got to figure out a way to run all them electric cars, you know. This is a song about a guy that lived. Actually, I grew up near Hanford, actually. Got a thing in the mail back in the 80s. I was a downwinder. I'm still here because they released a bunch of stuff in the late 40s. Anyway. Well, I'm a nuclear man with a uranium tan. Ain't it great living by the nuclear plant? I go fishing at the river. I don't need no rod and reel. They're floating on the top, looking just like I feel. Think I'll go to the bar where the rest of us are. Have me contaminated beer. Oh, honey, life is so grand. I just can't understand. Nuclear. living by the nuclear plant. Well, I was born and raised here, and I'm right proud to say I'll never need a flashlight to find my way. Cause when it gets late, dark as can be, I just have to smile to see. Oh, honey, life is so great, I just can't understand why nobody lives around here. Oh, I'm a nuclear man. Oh, I'm a nuclear man.
It's the Mike Wagner Trio on the Little Live Radio Hour. It's 7:48 p.m. Can you believe it? The hour's flying by. I think we got enough time for two more. You got two more?
Maybe three.
Maybe three. Maybe three. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Let's start with two more. See how that goes.
A couple more, at least. I'd like to do a Charlie Packard song from way back. It was a standard around town here when our hair was in all the right places. Charlie was playing around town a lot. I don't want a young thing who says I'm the first. I'll take one who thinks I'm the last. I don't want a sweet thing talking about the future. Give me a gal with a past. How, someone who shows how and never locks her door. Just give me an old gal, been around the block before. I don't want a schoolgirl drinking Perrier on the rocks. No telling where she's never been. I'll take a lady just hang around the dock, waiting for a ship to come in.
Someone who shows how
and never locks a door. Imagine that. Just give me an old gal, been around the block before. Thank you. as old as you, and she knows how to treat a man. And I never have to ask what she wouldn't do. She always says I can.
Someone who knows how, someone who shows how.
Give me an old gal who's been around the block. I'll take that old gal who's been around the block. Give me that old gal who's been around the block before. Oh. Short little story. I'm in Nashville with the book going up and down, trying to meet with some publishers. So I show up with Charlie's song, because he used to call me every Sunday, Mike, how's it going down there? And there's this guy on 17th Avenue interested in your song, Charlie. Really? Yeah. It's Starstruck Entertainment. It's on 17th Avenue, and I just talked with the guy. He wants a lyric sheet on it and everything. So I'll let you know what happens. Well, I had a phone call a couple days later from this publishing company. And they said, we want to talk to you about this song, a buddy of yours from Idaho, Give Me an Old Gal. We just want to change one word. We want to change Give Me an Old Gal to Give Me a Good Gal.
Nah.
I called Charlie. Yeah, Charlie, I got these guys that are interested in publishing your tune. They just want to change one little word. Charlie, you there?
Mm. Yeah, what word?
They want to change, Give Me a Good Gal, or Give Me an Old Gal to Give Me a Good Gal. Crickets. No, I ain't doing it. Tell them that I ain't doing it. Okay, Charlie, see ya. He could have had it published, but it had to be Old Gal, not Good Gal.
Yeah.
So he's made an artistic stand. Mm-hmm. We got time for another one?
Yeah.
Keep rambling. I'd play another song. You got anything else?
I got to sign out in about, you guys going to do two more or just one?
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
We'll do one and see where we're at.
Sure. Do one and then I'll throw out the old, you know, the station ID and stuff like that before we go off the air.
Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't clinically depressed when I wrote this one. Just a little depressed. I was drinking alone on my deck in my little cabin up at Priest Lake. I don't know how it got started. You shouldn't drink alone. Mm. I think he drinks alone. I drink. Who in here drinks alone now and then? Anybody at all? Okay, go ahead. There's a few out there. Yeah.
It's radio. Yeah, you guys can't just raise your hands. We have to, like, applaud. Yeah.
They can't see.
Too bad it's not TV. This lady raised up both hands. Sitting here drinking in the early evening sun. I just love how it mellows out. I'm all alone, but I'm kind of having fun. I've been working at cheering myself up. This old salty water, like a tear in my eye, somehow speaks of goodbye. I gotta be in this world. I gotta be in this world. I guess I gotta be part of this world. I gotta be in this world. I gotta be in this world. Insanity, still both on the run.
peacefully, 'cause I wanna be in this world. I wanna be in this world.
Well, look at the time. Okay. These guys, by the way, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Utah John, you were a last minute, a little bit of a last minute fill-in. We had another act lined up. They called in sick. It is that time of year. There was only one call that we needed to make. It was, you know, who can we slot in? Who's ready to go with an A-plus show at a moment's notice? Well, it's the Mike Wagoner Trio. So that was you, first and only call. Let's see here. Little business. This has been the Little Live Radio Hour. We are here now on the third Tuesday of the month and now at 7 p.m. So join us again. This program is a co-production with the festival at Sandpoint and airs right here on Panhandle Community Radio. We know that there are more demands on your attention than ever before these days, and appreciate that tonight you spent some of your time paying attention to community radio. Hopefully you're a little richer for it. We are produced by the unofficial Grand Marshal and Poobah of Sandpoint Winter Carnival, Mr. Paul Gunter. Thanks to the mighty KRFY players, Corey Repass, Mike Clark, Steve Hammond, and Teresa Pesci for writing that little mid-show skit. I'm Jack Peterson, here once more, Utah John, Jack Purdy, and Mike Wagoner, the Mike Wagoner Trio. All right. What can you do in 2 minutes?
After my divorce, I wrote this one in my little condo, little box on top of the stairs. When the day is done and the sun is sinking low, evening's knocking on my door, I get ready. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. I think it's time.